Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
A lot of people up and down the country today who had hospital appointments some may have had their appointments rescheduled or cancelled. So I want to ask you, do you support today's strike by health workers? Thousands of hospital patients must survive on cold, or should I say, they must basically survive on cold food today, and others have been asked to bring their own sandwiches as 10,000 health staff workers walk off the job. The strike by support workers, including porters, chefs, healthcare assistants, has led to the cancellation of surgeries, vital diagnostic procedures, and lots of people on the waiting list will now be stretched down a little further down the waiting list. So the pay it's a pay dispute, by the way, in 38 hospitals, and health facilities will also be hit. Kitchen facilities leaving patients without cooked food. So basically, you know, friends and relatives have been asked to bring your patients or your family members in some food today, because otherwise they're going to get cold food. Fergus Byrne, he's an orthopaedic surgeon in Merlin Park, Galway, said, "My patients are due to come in on Wednesday for surgery on Thursday, and because there are no catering facilities, they've been told to bring a sandwich with them." A spokesperson for the University of Limerick Hospital Group confirmed many patients will be served soup, sandwiches and salads rather than a full meal service. Special arrangements are in place for patients with specific dietary requirements. So they do have a skeleton staff, obviously, putting together some sort of foods. But it's not, you have to remember, it's not just the food. It's the porters who bring people down to surgery. It's the people who clean the floors. It's the people who clean the toilets. It's the people who do all that ancillary work that you might think is invisible, but it's very important work. And the pay dispute led by SIPTU, which has left hospitals struggling with emergency cover, looked deadlocked after a breakdown of talks on Monday. Chefs, laboratory aides, porters and healthcare assistants are mounting pickets during a 24-hour strike, and the strike got underway at 8 o'clock this morning. Now, hospitals have had to cancel almost all non-emergency surgery, although many outpatients clinics will go ahead. And the initial response from the government was that the increase would be paid in 2021 when all stages of the evaluation are complete, which is what they've been told because they're public health workers. And the Taoiseach says that in order to come to a deal, the government had to agree a phase in that these pay increases over from November 2019 out of goodwill in an effort to resolve the dispute, which was not accepted by the union. So in other words, the government said, well, I'll tell you what, we'll give you a few quid if it makes everybody happy, but we'll phase it in from November 2019 out of a goodwill gesture to try and obviously avoid anybody going on strike, even though you're not actually entitled to it. We'll phase it in. But they said no. The union said no, because that's what unions do. SIPTU Health Divisional Organiser Paul Bell said the trade union would prefer a negotiated settlement that does not impact on patient services. He said, "We believe that the government has abused the cancellation process and never meaningfully engaged with SIPTU representatives. Some €16.2 million, he said, is owed to our members. Yet the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform has only offered €1.2 million to resolve the dispute." In other words, they want about 16 times more than they're being offered. Furthermore, the department has attempted to frustrate this process by seeking the unilateral change, a crucial element of the job evaluation scheme, which centres on the assimilation of pay to new grades as awarded under the independent process. Now, the first strike, which was due to take place last week, was called off, as you know, because they had to go to the Labour Court. And the government, out of goodwill, offered them a rise, you know, an incremental basis from November 2019, but they've refused that. The HSE said it is continuing to engage with some sort of contingency plan with SIPTU at local hospitals and healthcare facility level. But I want to know if you support the strike. Now, I don't see as much support for this strike as I did for the nurses. And I'm looking at some of the comments online, and somebody says, now I've been listening to some of these mouthpieces. Now, that was the words, I'm just looking at the comment here. Some of these mouthpieces from these health workers online this morning, suggesting that their job is crucial and they're saving lives. At the end of the day, they're unskilled workers working in catering or as porters. They should be happy with the money that they're getting. Now, that's one argument. And somebody else says, "Nah, it's all well and good for the government not to give the rise to the health workers, where they can give rises to themselves and head off on their foreign holidays. They too are unskilled." So there are people on both sides of the argument. Let me know what you think. Do you support the strike action today, which is affecting so many people across the country? I personally believe that health workers, or anybody involved in the health service, anybody involved in the Garda Síochána, anybody involved in paying out social welfare, anybody involved in a crucial service in this country that can't be done without, shouldn't be allowed go on strike. There has to be another way to sort out issues. That's my personal view. They should not be allowed. It should be illegal for them to go on strike because lives are put at risk. That's just a personal opinion. There has to be another way of sorting it out. I'm not saying whether they agree or disagree with their demands, but there should be, it should be illegal for them to go on strike. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. You can text or WhatsApp for free. Do you support the strike? Yes or no? Patrick, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Patrick?
Hi, Niall.
I'm looking online, Patrick, at a poll here. People are pretty divided as to whether they support the strike or not.
Well, I suppose, put it this way, if the nurses can do it and everyone backs up the nurses. If you look at a chef, for example, if they don't cook the food properly or not train properly, someone can get seriously ill. So they have a responsible job as well.
That's like saying a chef in a restaurant has a responsible job.
Yeah, pretty much like. So
yeah,
like,
that doesn't entirely do him. He has his job. It's there. Somebody who cooks food, it's their job to cook it properly.
It is.
The more it's money like you get doesn't make you cook it any better.
No, but neither does it make a nurse any better. The more money she gets either or anyone
but
else.
But the nurse is saving a life.
They're probably, when they get to that stage, they're saving in conjunction with the doctor.
Yeah, but nurses have gone to college. Doctors have gone to college. Doctors have probably spent 7 or 8 years in college. Nurses have spent 4 or 5 years in college. They're skilled workers. I'm not demeaning the individuals involved in the strike, but they're unskilled workers.
Well, some of them are, but like if you look at the chefs, they would have to do a diploma course now, and they do three to four years maybe now combined the whole lot. Like so,
but the majority
would do a lot of training. So, but a lot of the other ones are farmed out.
Yeah, but the chefs are not getting paid the same amount of money as the porters.
I'd imagine they're getting more, and
yeah,
probably strike may not be with them, but they're lumped in with them anyway, from what I report.
So they're all on different amounts of money, depending on what the job they're doing. You know, that's just the way it works, yeah.
But
I mean, the government have said, look, we'll give you 2.5%. You know what I mean? But we'll phase it in from 2019 as a goodwill gesture. I mean, the public sector workers, so the problem for the government is when you reinstate money or benefits to somebody in the public sector, you must do it for everybody. And this is the issue, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree there, yeah.
And that's a problem.
It is a problem, and I don't think that they... patients who would have appointments should be discommoded because of they not exhausting whatever avenues of the state that are available to them, like, you know.
Well, then there's the problem. On one hand, Patrick, you're supporting the strike and their demand for money. All right, and okay, that's fair enough. But you're not supporting the strike because they're discommoding people. So you either support it or you don't.
Well, I mean, if they're paid maybe pittance for what work they're doing.
I don't think they're getting pittance. I mean, I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. They're not getting, they wouldn't be on a great salary. But again, as I point out to you, the majority would be unskilled workers. But they're not on pittance.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But then you're going to have the argument, I suppose, where someone's going to say, well, if they're not in the actual hospital, then the doctors or the nurses can't do their job, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I would agree with you, they can't. But should public service, people who work in public service, should they be allowed to go on strike in the first place?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily think so, because generally what happens is you're holding the ordinary private sector person to ransom when you do go on strike, because they're usually a service that people can't do without.
Yeah, somebody says, Niall, wages should go up according to inflation, so please stop with this nonsense of skilled and unskilled, says Jason. Jason, you're kind of right, and we did have, many years ago, back in the 80s, the National Wage Agreement, where everybody in the country got a rise every year based on inflation. You know, you kind of wage went up by 1.5 or 2%, depending on inflation at the time. But that was done away with. And I would probably agree with you, by the way, in relation to that. All our wages should go up according to inflation. But then you would have to put everybody's wages up. And the problem is that we don't have the money to do that, Jason. If you were to increase all public sector wages by 1.5% or 2%, we would be broke. So we don't.
Well, probably easier bring down the cost of living rather than put the wages up.
Well, that would be probably a better suggestion if we could figure out how to do that. That's not always the easiest thing in the world.
Because every day you go to buy something, it's gone up, or something has gone up by 50% or something, even, like, you know.
Somebody says, you seem to almost want to shit on unskilled workers. Well, no, because I'm technically an unskilled worker. You look at it from that point of view. Apart from, say, journalism or being on radio, I'm unskilled. I just learned how to do what I do by working here, like people who are porters or like people who are chefs. Fair enough, Niall. Once again, I love you. That's great. Thanks for sharing that with me.
The other question is, of course, like Niall, as you probably would agree with, probably, that if you take the job, you take the job knowing the salary.
Well, you do, because I can go online now and have a look and see exactly how much a healthcare worker gets working in catering or working as a porter or working whatever it is. I can tell you exactly how much they get, and I know that before they get it. But let me go to Jack. Jack, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jack?
How are you getting on, Niall? Well,
good. Jack, do you support the strike?
100%.
Even though people up and down the country today are devastated that their hospital appointments might have been cancelled or moved forward. They could be waiting years for them.
Look, Niall, it's like this. If you don't look after the people that are looking after the state, then how do you expect the country to run? You have to look after the people.
I'm not saying you don't have to, but you don't give in to every demand either.
But sure, Niall.
We'd be broke if we give in to all the demands.
What's the demands they want? All they want is extra pay, less hours, and more beds for everyone to sleep.
Well, forget about the beds at the moment. More, less hours, more pay. Everybody wants that, don't they? I want that too.
Well, I do as well.
Yeah, well, but unfortunately, I'm limited by what Classic Hits can pay and what Classic Hits can do in relation to a schedule. So I have to play ball with them too.
Yeah, but you're on good money, Niall.
It's a different job.
You're on Savage Diamonds.
Savage Diamonds. Jack, this is not RTE. I'm not Joe Duffy. Good afternoon and welcome to the live line. I'm not Joe Duffy, Jack. I'm not an RTE. I'm not denying.
I've seen you on the road, Niall, driving the best of vehicles. And I mean top of the range, massive yokes.
What was the last vehicle you saw me driving?
It was a top of the range Rolls Royce.
I wish.
And you had a petrol pump following you.
I wish I could afford to drive a Rolls Royce, Jack.
And you had "Get out of my way" written on the front door.
Jackie, on a serious note, right? We can't give in to every demand by public worker, our public sector workers, because somebody has to fund that. We're only at a stage where we're getting out of the shit, so to speak.
Well, Niall, it's like this, Niall. The money that's been coming into the country from the taxes that are on fuel, cigarettes, alcohol. Like, the money, where's all this money coming from? The people that are doing their jobs, looking after all of us when we need them, our families and relatives and ourselves, when we're at our most vulnerable and when we're needed, they are doing a service that's valid and very important.
Vital,
to the
absolutely.
Economy.
Absolutely.
And if that's...
Well, we're all providing a service. But hang on, I've said this before and sometimes people don't agree with me. I think everybody's job is valuable. Everybody's job, from the girl who serves you in the spar shop to the man who takes your money off you to get on the bus, everybody's job is valuable. We can't
absolutely,
do without them.
Absolutely. Yeah, but Niall, if that girl, say, has to go in and have an operation done and she doesn't get the right standard of treatment that she deserves, that girl won't be able to serve.
But there's many jobs I can quote to you like that. For example, people who work in welfare, in housing, their job is vital for people finding somewhere to live. People who work in the tax office, their job is vital for collecting the money to pay for all that. People who work in all public sector jobs, generally speaking, their jobs are vital. Well, I think we could shed a few tears there. We could get rid of a few of them. But people, generally, they're vital jobs and they're public service jobs. I don't believe they should be allowed to go on strike. Yes, if you want to demand more money, if you want to meet with the unions and go to the Labour Court, absolutely. But going on strike and maybe cutting those services to citizens of the country, I think is quite dangerous.
Well, you see, it is dangerous, Niall, but that's the whole point of it. The people that are in that business, that are in there of looking after the country, are not being heard. Their demands aren't being met. They have to take extreme measures to be heard, and that's the way the government is. At the end of the day, these people only want the best for themselves, and they are providing probably the most important service to the country and the economy. Because if that breaks
they're the porter staff. I mean, the nurses and the doctors are providing the more important service in the hospital. They're a backup to the nurses and doctors. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but Niall, at the end of the day, if you take out one link out of any chain,
absolutely.
Whether it be a bicycle or a motorbike, it ain't going to run.
Absolutely.
It all works together and it all has to comply.
And that goes right across the board in the whole country. The whole country is a machine and everybody plays a role. And everybody plays a part. And yes, people, some people are entitled to more money. Some people, I believe, are entitled to less, mind you, in this country. We talked about RTE a few minutes ago. But that's a whole other argument. And in saying that, we all provide a vital role. Yes, we can ask for more money, but it's sometimes if the money's not in the kitty, you know, we have to be patient.
But Niall, at the end of the day, the person, the porter that's in there in the hospital that's doing their job is no less important than the fella that's on 100,000 a year that might do only 5 or 6 operations. And he's on savage money, and the person that's in the hospital is on €10 an hour.
When you say he's more important or he's as important, right? I don't necessarily agree with you. Yes, as a human being, he is just as important. But as a worker, he's not, because he's replaceable. The guy that's doing the brain surgery or the heart surgery is not as easily replaceable. He spent 7 years in college. So to suggest the two of them are on the same level is ridiculous now.
Okay. So the meagre jobs that from the bottom of the... Well, the hospital cannot run properly and efficiently if you have, from the very bottom, we'll say, the very bottom of the pay line, to the right up to the top. They cannot run, one can't run without the other. So at least give them a bit of grace that they can have a bit of a life, and not give them something that they can look forward to going home. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Instead of, just because they're cleaning a toilet in a hospital, that is probably the most important.
Oh, it is a job, and it's an important job. Somebody has to do it, yes.
Because if that isn't done,
and nobody's doubting their ability to do their job or how important the job is, but you have to understand that those particular jobs are not doctors, are not nurses, and they don't get paid as well, and that's just the pay for those jobs.
Well, okay.
I mean, do you want to see them getting paid the same as a nurse?
Well, fair enough, but I'll tell you, so do you think that the fella that does a couple of operations over the year, and he gets maybe 90, 100,000 plus or whatever.
We're getting more than that now, in fairness.
Well, probably. Should he be getting as much as that because he spent 5 or 6 years
yes.
or 7 years
yeah, absolutely, college? Absolutely, yes.
And the fella that couldn't get the chance to do that...
Well, now, hold on. That's not a very fair statement. Everybody gets the same opportunities in life. We all have an opportunity to go to college if we want.
No. I have to disagree with you there, Niall. People, not everyone gets the opportunities handed to them like everyone else.
Who doesn't get the opportunity? It's free. It's free of charge.
What's free of charge?
If you don't have the money to pay to go to college, you can get a grant.
Education in this country, Niall, is not free. And if you think it is...
No, hold on a second. I pay for my son €3,500 to go to college. All right? Okay? Now, what I'm saying is I work, so I have to pay. If I wasn't working and my children, you know, weren't in that privileged position, they would get a grant from the state. So what I'm saying is there is no excuse financially. It can be a struggle, don't get me wrong, for middle class parents to pay for the kids to go to college. I completely agree. I believe everybody should get it for free and a grant, but everybody has the same opportunity.
I don't believe that. I think there's people out there that certainly don't have the same opportunities as the people that are the upper class, we'd say, that have...
Okay, but that still doesn't mean that you should pay a hospital porter who pushes a trolley or makes the chips or cleans the toilet the same amount as a nurse.
Absolutely not, no.
No. Sorry, Sharon, be with you in a second. Let me just go to John first if I can. John, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, John?
How you doing? My main issue, really, the reason I called in, the man that you were talking to about 5 or 7 minutes ago, he came out with some whoppers. Do you know that?
In what sense?
How can he compare somebody who works in the kitchen with somebody who went to nursing college for 4 or 5 years and has a degree? Or more to the point, how can he compare somebody that pushes a bed or a trolley with somebody that went to college for 7 or 8 years?
I think he's saying they're all equally valuable.
But they're not all equally valuable. That's the reality of it. You can't compare somebody that makes the bloody sandwiches with somebody that looks after patients on a daily basis and attends to their medical needs.
But they do deserve a fair wage, don't they?
Yeah, but of course they deserve a fair wage. But don't, I mean, my bone of contention is that he's drawing comparison between A and B. Mm. And that is ridiculous.
Well, that's kind of what I've been hearing on the news a lot during the day, you know, because the nurses got a rise that they believe that, you know, obviously they're entitled to a bit of fair play as well.
They are. Of course they're... They went to nursing school for 5 years. Of course they're entitled to fair... Yeah, of course they are. Mm-hmm. But your man is comparing... For Christ's sake, he's comparing catering staff and boarders to nurses and doctors and surgeons. That's ridiculous.
So do you support the strike, John?
I think it's a... I think it shouldn't be. Because I think it's you know, when people's appointments and stuff are being cancelled and, you know, people are left, you know, with, you know, have a, like somebody mentioned, people asking their families to come in and bring their lunches and stuff. So when it comes to that, we're not talking about nurses striking here, right?
No, we're certainly not. It's all the kind of background staff, I suppose.
I would put a big question mark over that.
Okay, right? well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Sharon as well. Sharon, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sharon? Oh, Sharon, hang on. I need to switch you on there. Hang on. I do apologise. Sorry, Sharon. Go ahead.
I'm good now. And yourself?
Yeah, now, John is disgusted that people are comparing, you know, people who make the tea and biscuits and to somebody who's, you know, operating on a patient.
Or nursing a patient, for that matter.
Yeah.
Like, my own mum's a nurse. So... I know these people. I know nurses. I know health assistants. I know doctors. You know, it's very tight-knit, her unit, so they've all worked together for 20-odd years, and they all know they're all kids and everything. Now, nursing staff are brought to the brink. But it's like people are saying, well, you can't compare people that are, you know, given the food or changing the beds. Like, we're not just talking about people that are sitting down in the canteen making the food here. We're talking about the healthcare assistants. They're the ones that change the beds in each unit every day.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that clean up the blood when the nurses don't have time. They're the ones that
clean the toilets, bring the patients to surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, they're the ones that, you know, they help the nurses to look after the patients. And I think that's getting lost a bit here. Because say if a nurse is, as we all know, or a doctor is, you know, stretched to their limit because they're understaffed and everything else, it's the healthcare assistants that pick up the pieces. They're the ones that if there's something small that a patient needs, say, God forbid.
Yeah, but no, nobody, but hang on, I think you're missing the point, Sharon. Nobody is doubting the fact that they do an important job. Everybody working in a hospital does an important job. Everybody working in the country to some extent does an important job, right? But, and yes, you know, maybe if the wages are not as good as they should be, it's something that needs to be talked about. The Labour Court, obviously, you know, they intervened and the government offered them an increase, a phased increase from 2019, which they haven't accepted. They've said that they want a lot more than that.
Now they have. I'm not surprised they haven't accepted it. The nurses shouldn't have accepted it either, because
there's a limit to what we can pay out. Somebody has to pay this rise.
Yeah,
where do you think the money's going to come from, Sharon?
Hang on a second now, Niall. If the HSE actually worked, and I've said this on air before, worked like a business and actually paid for efficiencies and tried to get efficiencies in the hospitals and ran it like a proper business rather than throwing it all into a black hole and going, I'll give it all to the top 5% and...
Well, the only way around doing what you're suggesting is to privatise it. Well, and we all know what will happen if it's privatised, right? So the problem with the HSE at the moment is it's public sector. And public sector, unfortunately, is you are going to have people who sit on their arse all day, do nothing, and get paid for doing nothing. And there are going to be people who work their arses off and get paid too little.
Well, I don't see why it should, just because it's public sector.
Because we know that's what happens in the public sector. We know there's people in the public sector who sit there all day with a pencil in their hand doing
exactly.
nothing.
So get rid of those people.
You can't get rid of them. They're in a job for life. You can't get rid of them, Sharon.
And that's the problem there. That is the big problem with the public sector, is that the minute you go into it, it's a job for life. And you can sit on your arse and do absolutely nothing and get paid for it.
Yeah.
While the ones that are on the wards run off their feet, absolutely up to their eyeballs, aren't getting paid what they should be getting paid, because Joe Soap is sitting on their arses doing absolutely nothing and getting paid good money for it.
But should they be allowed to strike?
Yes. Because what else are they going to do now?
But I mean, when you've got a vital service like healthcare, okay, or An Garda Síochána, or transport like the buses and trains, which are vital services for the country, right? surely we should have some sort of stipulations there, like on a Garda Síochána, where they can't go on strike and put people's lives in danger.
But they're not putting lives in danger.
I'm not. You see, you're almost suggesting that I'm devaluing their work. I'm not. I absolutely believe they provide a vital service. From the person who cleans the toilet, the person who makes the dinners, to the person who wheels the person down to surgery or makes the beds or cleans up the blood, as you said, it's a vital service.
But what I'll say to you is... The ones that are going to be affected are elective surgeries and outpatient appointments. Elective means they elected to get it done. It is not life or death. It's not trauma.
Well, according to the strike, by support workers, including, this is in the news today, has led to the cancellation of surgery and vital diagnostic procedures for most waiting list patients.
This surgery is elective surgery.
Okay, but it says vital, and it also uses the words in the news, vital diagnostic procedures.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here.
Yeah.
Right in front of me.
So are you telling me that's not important?
For 12 hours.
But it's still important, isn't it?
It is still important.
Yeah.
But if the HSE got off their backsides and actually did their job properly...
Well, that's a whole other question. And by the way, I'm hearing everybody giving out about Simon Harris this morning in relation to this, right? This,
no,
although
Simon Harris, I'm giving out about the HSE.
Oh, absolutely, as a whole.
They haven't a clue.
But Simon Harris, obviously, he's the captain of the ship at the moment. But the health service, the HSE, has been a disaster in this country for the last 20 years. So it's not just Simon Harris. This problem has always been there. But stay there a second, Sharon, if you can. Let me go to Michael. Micheál, should I say. Micheál, you're on Classic Hits. Micheál, you support the strike?
First of all, I do support the strike. It's a direct answer without going around the wheel and turning the wheel around. I do support the strike. They're entitled to a fair wage for what they were doing. And if what they were doing wasn't important, they wouldn't be there in the first place. I hear some people blowing on a mouth of SH there, but they're not going to compare them with doctors or compare them with other staff.
I think being logical. Micheál. They're important people. They provide a vital service. But to compare somebody who, you know, makes the chips or changes the beds with a brain surgeon is ridiculous. Now, don't be so ridiculous, Micheál.
Yeah, the point is these people are important people. They're there for a reason. They wouldn't be
there if
they weren't needed. And if they're there...
But you can't be making comparisons with a doctor and a nurse and somebody who's a porter. It's not the same job.
No, I'm not comparing them. I heard others comparing them. No, I would not attempt to compare them by any means. People have studied for 5, 7, 8 years to become what they are. I have great friends in the medical profession who have studied and still studying, even though they're 50 years of age, still studying. You can never study enough or never know enough. There's no such thing as not you know at all. You don't.
Yeah, of course. The job keeps changing, yeah.
Yeah, everything is changing. But they are entitled to a fair wage. They are entitled to go on strike. They've been overlooked, and that's that, and they're entitled to a decent wage. They're entitled to...
I don't believe they've been overlooked. I think that's a bit of a stretch. I don't believe they've been overlooked.
They've been underpaid for over 10 years. How have they not been overlooked?
Well, like everybody else that worked in the public sector, the sector, that they would have taken a pay cut.
Restoration. They haven't. Everyone else has had their pay increased except the healthcare workers. That's the whole point of the strike.
Okay, and the government, they said, out of goodwill, offered to increase, to resolve the dispute.
Here you go, keep going.
I know, I'm quoting the government, by the way.
For us, while we go and sit in our...
Go ahead now, what does the government say?
Hang on. When I said out of goodwill, I'm quoting the government. That's what the government said. Out of goodwill, in an effort to resolve the dispute, they agreed to a pay increase from November 2019. But Paul Bell is not happy with that. And basically said that the government we believe the government has abused the cancellation process and never meaningfully engaged with SIPCHU representatives. Some 16.2 million is owed to our members, and yet the government expenditure reform has only offered 1.2 million. Now, 16.2 million is what's needed to give them what they want. Where is this money going to come from?
Well, $1.2 million and $16 million are poles apart. Meet in the middle.
When you talk about meet in the middle, should we have Lewis Drivers on strike there for ridiculous money going back about 2 years ago and held the city to ransom? Well, certainly people going to and from work, and eventually got what they wanted in the end. It was a ridiculous increase. Ridiculous.
But I'm not saying a ridiculous increase. I'm just saying meet in the middle somewhere. 1.2 and 16 million are poles apart.
Micheál.
Yeah, you take a job in the point with the government, yeah, because everybody thinks, oh, great job, the job is secure and the job is...
Well, it is secure.
Pardon?
It's a job for life, isn't it?
Basically, it's a job for life, and you can set up your mortgage and plan ahead for every eventuality. But then that doesn't happen, because after 4 or 5 years, the cost of living has spired, and the government's pay is not increasing to the same rate. So you find yourself falling in arrears. And this is where they're going. Now, I worked in the public service for years, but I didn't go on strike. But the fact is that this is what's happening. The government are falling behind. The cost of living is going mad. The government is falling behind. As far as I'm concerned, we're heading for another recession, and it'll be a big one.
Okay, but you do agree that vital services should be allowed to go on strike?
So what? Now, the guy there quite recently mentioned, as far as I'm concerned, they can join an association that can be affiliated to a union.
That's it. Micheál, is that a yes or no? Should they be allowed to go on strike?
The Gardaí should be entitled to go on strike.
John, by the way, John, do you believe vital services should be allowed to go on strike?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Qualify exactly what you mean by vital services.
Well, vital services would be doctors, nurses, Garda, people who work in hospitals, transport, for example, double bus or rail.
Hang on, be specific about what you mean by people that work in the hospital. Are you talking about somebody making the chips? Are you talking about somebody who's the backbone of the health service?
Well, the whole lot. Anybody working in the HSE, they're all
part
of the service.
No, not everybody, I believe. Like the likes of a nurse, yes, the likes of a doctor, yes, the likes of a healthcare assistant, they're the backbone of the health service, yes. But you go anywhere below that, no, the answer is no.
All right, okay, stay there. Let me go to Mary as well. Mary, do you support the strike?
I certainly do, Niall, because I work in the HSE, and I'm afraid a lot of people don't seem to realise that the healthcare assistants, porters and things are the backbone of the staff for the HSE.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a patient that's going to theatre, you don't have a porter to bring up that patient.
Nobody's arguing that they're important.
Yeah, just let me finish. You don't have a healthcare assistant up there to clean up after and get the surgery ready for the next person that's going in there.
Yeah, but nobody's arguing. Mary, you're making a point that everybody's made today. Nobody's arguing that the job is not important. It is important.
Yeah, but like, I mean, how can you say then that, you know, we shouldn't get an increase, or we shouldn't, like, we do all the courses that are available to us at every time we can.
But I'm assuming when you say we, Mary, I'm assuming you're a healthcare assistant.
I'm a healthcare assistant.
Okay, so when you became a healthcare assistant, can I ask you a question? When you became a healthcare assistant and wanted to work in a hospital, I'm assuming you knew what the salary was before you went into the job.
Of course I did. I'm there 20 years.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, that's a long time ago. So it's a kind of different question then, isn't it? Because salary would have been incrementally gone up over the last 20 years.
Yes.
It would have been a very different salary 20 years ago.
Not the cost of living.
Absolutely. Tell me about it. And Mary, nobody is suggesting that maybe, you know, there shouldn't be an increase. And I think everybody agrees that there should be an increase. But when you're providing a vital service like healthcare and you know, and the people who, you're, as John rightly pointed out, who make the chips, who clean the toilets, who clean up the blood, who bring people to surgery, all those people involved, you know, in the background, I suppose, in some sense, do provide a vital service as well as the doctors and nurses. Mind you, we understand that doctors and nurses go to college and that's why they get paid better, right, for doing their job. But in saying that, you know, should they be allowed to go on strike? And people around the country today are having their surgeries cancelled, you know, are having their diagnostic procedures cancelled.
When the nurses went on strike, we supported them, so we did. And the way I look at it in the hospital, we all need to support each other. So we do. It's not about evaluating.
But should they be allowed to go on strike?
Of course they should. If they're not getting their rights, of course they should.
And in a job where other people's, where the job that they're doing, other people's lives depend on them being there.
Yeah, exactly. And they depend on the healthcare assistance.
Absolutely. But on those grounds, like on Garda Síochána, Connor are not allowed to go on strike because if we did, law and order would break down. So the reason that's the reason why they're not allowed to go on strike. So why would we let people in hospitals who work in hospitals go on strike? And
because
put people's lives at risk.
All this money that we haven't got, we are, you know, we work very, very hard.
Well, according to the government, you're not owed the money, but however, they've come to an agreement. According to the unions, you are.
Yes, we are.
Now, the government have offered 1.2 million to resolve this dispute, but the union said they want 16.2 million.
Well, I'm sure they can meet somewhere in the middle, but as I said, you know, all these services are vital to the hospital, and we are vital to the hospital, and it's not very nice to listen to people saying that we shouldn't get. Come and walk in my shoes for an hour or two, and then you'll know exactly what the hospital is about.
Okay, just very quickly, because I want to get Liz in. Liz, I have 30 seconds, Liz.
No, I'm
Mary put up a good argument there.
She did, but I don't think they should be allowed to go on strike. I agree with you. I think it's the, like, in the same sense as the guards. I don't think they should be allowed to go on strike. They're putting people at risk because they're going on strike. And I don't see them as vital, of vital importance in the hospitals compared to, like, that nurses or doctors are at. And I didn't support the nurses when they went on strike either.
Well, it would be fair to say that the majority of people who would be healthcare workers or work in the background would be easier replaced than, say,
exactly,
a heart surgeon.
That's what you think.
No. I'm not trying to demean the job, Mary, and don't think that I am. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know, somebody who cleans, works as a cleaner, or somebody who works, you know, making the chips, as John said earlier on, would be easier to replace than somebody who's a brain surgeon or a heart surgeon.
I'm not going near the brain surgeon or the heart surgeon. I'm talking about the healthcare assistant.
No, the point Liz is making, I think.
The point that she's making, well, if they all walked off the job, then where would they get replacements for them? Because they have to have their courses done and everything before they can walk into the hospital to do anything.
Well, I don't think you need a course now, in fairness, you know, to be a cleaner. Well,
if you're able to get all the courses while you're walking in the hospital, you see that's the thing about
it. Okay, well, I kind of hear everybody talking at the same time. Sorry. Sorry, say that again.
You do need them.
Yeah, but you don't have to do a course to be a cleaner.
And
say,
even if you do have to do a course, if you're able to do your courses while you're walking, so can somebody else.
It's not like, Mary, it's an important job. I'm not demeaning the job, but it's not like a 4 or 7 year course to be a cleaner.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying people don't deserve to be paid fairly. I'm just saying, you know, don't overemphasize how important their job is. Their job is important, but equally as important is people's vital diagnostic procedures that were cancelled today as well. That's important too. You know, and I think I just agree with Liz, and I think a lot of people agree, that sometimes vital services shouldn't be allowed to strike. We should, because some other arrangement as to whereby we can resolve these situations in a much better way for everybody concerned. All right, listen, thank you, Mary, and thank you to Liz, who got involved in that. Loads of people text again. Somebody says, Niall, how do you know the people who are cleaners don't go on courses? They do a bit of training, obviously, because they have to do hygiene training and stuff like that. Well, it's not a 4 year course to learn how to clean, for God's sake. I'm just saying, it takes a lot more dedication to be a nurse and do a 4 or 5 year course, or be a doctor and do a 7 or 8 year course, or a consultant or something like that. That's the reason they get paid more money. Just basic common sense, isn't it?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.